We're all ready to go back to the theater. Unfortunately, last night, President Cyril Ramaphosa placing us back under level 3 lockdown as South Africa is well into its third wave of coronavirus. But if you are feeling for some socially distant and some safe theater this week, the St. Eustaphius, the KKNKA, and the NATI will make theatre lovers want to come back not only to the theatre but also to the classroom for a fresh take on how we put up and how we perform, particularly in our cultural and theatre spaces. The Klaskamer is a series of short site-specific productions in different spaces here in Cape Town where audiences will look to rotate in small groups, distant from each other, and with all protocol observed. Rafik Mamman is one of the directors and writers of the productions at the Klaskamer. Rafik, so nice to talk to you again. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Lester. It's so nice to be talking to you again. It's been a while. Yeah. Thank you.
When I think of how do you perform theater in a safe space in a new normal, I somewhat see a shorter productions, well-ventilated areas, almost like speed dating scenarios on how we start to open up, particularly productions like the Klaskamer. Is that something that you guys have tried to look at? Obviously, good, meaningful theater, but also safe and socially distant with all protocols observed.
You know what? You hit the nail when you said speed dating. When that part, because it happens exactly like that, you're in for a very, very short space of time. All the productions run between 6 and 8 minutes. So, but they all have the theme of teen kind of angst and teen issues, such as, you know, sexuality and the teen suicides that have been in the news of late, the hair issue, and adult survivors of child abuse. So a lot of fairly difficult things to talk about, bullying, but also at the same time with a twist of comedy as only theater can do. So it's kind of industrial theater meets professional theater because it's all professional. So what I love about it is the fact that we've got work. You know, producers have work. I could write a piece and direct a piece, and actors could play in the piece. So did it work or skip? You know, that's the most important part. And that after last night's announcement, of course, we had to this morning readjust because we couldn't get more than 50 people at a time, even though they were going to be smaller groups. You know what I mean? Yeah.
And that's the first thing that friends of mine within the arts and culture space messaged me last night, is that plans just have to be changed because of this announcement last night. Yes, of course, we could see a third wave coming and possible restrictions, but you invest quite a bit into theater, into how you stage and how you block productions. And obviously with the announcement last night of restrictions of 50 people and less, does this affect the actual staging of a production in terms of how you block characters, how you set up a production?
It affects it tremendously because you work usually with a certain number in mind, and not just in terms of the economics of it all, but just creatively also. So now you've got to scale it down to, you know, I mean, when you think about it in terms of what real challenges and problems and bigger issues there are out there, I suppose it's one of the fewer and the littler problems to have. The fact that there's still work, and this is where the city of Cape Town really needs to be commended, because, you know, after the announcement last night, we were on the phone until 11:30, you know, just working out the logistics for today so that we didn't have to cancel but readjust so that these people can still work and still be safe. So yeah, it was a lot of work. I went to bed quite late still have the baggage under the eyes to prove it. And but for me, City of Cape Town, hats off. Thank you for allowing us, and it was the fierce, of course, allowing us to still work. That's the most important thing. You know how many, like you say, acts had to be cancelled, you know? Things that were already in the process of either at their final stages, like final dress, or they've already opened as previews, cancelled, done. People don't have work until the next, you know, announcement.
The Klaskamer is going to be held at staged at the Jan van Riebeeck High School. It runs from today, be another performance on Saturday. Just how much buy-in from a school to get a lot of people in one place at one time, of plenty of negotiating, or does the material speak to the necessity of hosting a production like this with its themes at a school?
Yes, it does. When we approached them, the principal literally wrote us an email that says, "Ons is 300% in." That's the response we got from the principal at Jan van Riebeeck, which is also to be commended. And every little thing is in place. Unfortunately, it's sold out. We can't allow, because we had to actually now turn people back, because we had to scale down. So we don't have, and we're not going to have another, you know, performance of it. What we will do, however, is we're filming it so that it can travel to schools and that we can add and subtract. We can say, okay, it's too heavy. Maybe we should get in some lighter stuff. Maybe we should get in the COVID-19 classroom, you know, as part of the themes, etc. So it's something that can travel because it's called pop-up theater. Mm. You don't have the lights, camera, action. You have people, professionals in the classroom doing, you know, what they do best without the bells and whistles. Mm. So it can travel. It travels in the boot of a car.
Mm. Well, now, seeing that it's sold out, it's lovely. We don't have to punt it. We can now get into the meat of some of the stories. That's great. A lot of pressure off us. So we can talk now about, is it difficult to writing very deep and meaningful themes and real stories and curtail those stories to what, 8 or 10 minutes? Can you really tell a story as deep as gender and sexual identity and of bullying and of all the troubles that we face in individual stories in 8 minutes?
Well, we've all heard of the saying that says less is more. One can do that because one just wants to either conscientize, or you just want to bring it to light in a perspective perhaps that you haven't thought of before, and then also to have the discussions that can linger forever. Because we have some take-home literature that comes with the adult survivor of child abuse, for example, and with the bullying one. So because you have the kind of opening, you know, you have the discussion that can forever be, you know, part of some changing someone's life, maybe. And theater can do that. So, yes, very much so. You can do so much in 6 to 8 minutes. We're doing another project on Saturday called Stemma, which is just monologues. And those monologues are 3 to 5 minutes long, written by big people. You know, like Breiten Vredenbach and Saki Buerta and Ingrid Winterbach and Nicola Hanekom. So 3 to 5 minutes, you know, so you could do a lot of damage in a short space of time in theater.
I miss a big show, Rafik. I miss a preview. I miss an opening night. I miss a final week. I miss the curtain going down. I miss a full foyer at the Baxter after a show, sitting at the bar, having a drink, and oops, here comes Mark Lottering out of his show, or here comes Sandra Boerter after the show, and then all of a sudden you're having a chat with him afterwards. And that is what I miss, so, you know, since the last 15 months.
You and half the world, Lester. Do you know how, I mean, we are in this industry, we know how hard it, I mean, you know, some people miss it because they are an audience member, so they miss it from that perspective. We miss it because it's our bread and butter. And then to crown it all, you know, just that feeling that it leaves you with, like you say, at the end of it all. But I do believe we're going to get it back. We'll work our way towards it. We need to listen. I think last night the president, for the first time, he was giving us some very solid examples of what not to do and how behavior can change things. So I kind of liked that last night for a change. Explain it to me like I'm a 2-year-old. Mm. What I must and must not do.
But does this look at how we change our spaces? Look, there are grand concert halls and opera houses. The Artscape is one of my favorite places. Baxter, of course, other small independent theaters are also lovely spaces. But does this really look at the future of, as you say, industrial theatre in an open warehouse? So go look for not an open field, but a sufficiently ventilated space with good lighting or amphitheatre.
Absolutely.
That we're going to have to readapt our arts to.
It's what COVID has done for us. It has, if you must look at all the positives, that is one of them. It has allowed us to think out of the box, to come up with a concept like Die Klaskamer, where it is site-specific. It is also said that every room is a classroom and every table is a desk. So if one looks at life like that, we can certainly, you know, make every space a theatre space. We should just pop up theatre everywhere so that people don't forget and so that our artists can work, because I think that to me is a big one, not as an artist myself, but I see the, you know, the devastation that COVID has caused. Mm. So, yeah, we must begin to look at theatres and spaces differently. And I do believe that that's what we're doing. So, but the theatres themselves, I mean, we did a little mini festival, as it was to Fierce, not so long ago at Artscape, where all protocols were observed. Mm-hmm. Everybody came out of it safely. So it can be done. It really does come down to the behavior of people, man.
Rafik, we usually use the last question of the show to give you a little punt, but seeing that your show is sold out because of COVID restrictions, I've put limits on the attendance. You are forming it. Where can people see a performance of Die Klaskamer?
Die Klaskamer will be, for, as I said, be filmed, and I'm going to try and take it to schools, as well as perhaps even televise it and make a little documentary out of it. So hopefully it inspires people to not just talk about the themes that we explore, but to also start talking about how spaces can be reinvented and how theatre can be done in any conceivable space. So that's what we're hoping will happen.
Theatre director, writer, Rafik Mammon, thank you so much.